بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two things in the Quran and He always mentioned these two together. And these two things are Iman wal Amilu Salihat. Iman, which is faith, and Amilu Salihat, which is good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا سِرِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Now, and this is only one place. Because I'm mentioning this surah because we know this surah. Everybody knows this surah. But in many other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two things together. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because this is one of the big fallacies and one of the big, mistaken opinions that we some of us labor under, which is that we tend to think or consider one of these two things as the only thing as the only thing which is important. Some people think that only Iman is important, which means Iman and its attendant thing, which is ibadat. So, they feel that, as long as my aqidah is correct, as long as I am on tawheed, and as long as I am praying, I am fasting, I am doing hajj and umrah and so on, I am good to go. No problem. How I speak to people, how I deal with people, my actions, my dealings with people in the sense of, whether I fulfill their rights or not. All of these are of secondary importance. I mean, nobody says they're not important, but I mean, they're secondary. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, after all, I'm a pious person. So, piety is very narrowly defined as fulfilling the physical aspects of worship. Second thing is that piety is defined also in terms of so-called knowledge, and I say so-called for a particular reason, because I say so-called because knowledge is treated as if we don't differentiate between knowledge and information. Having information we think is knowledge. So, for example, memorizing Quran we think is the final objective. I have memorized the Quran, alhamdulillah. How many times, just think about this, how many times have we heard this thing, people saying, it's my greatest desire to memorize Quran. It is my point is, how many times, on the other hand, have you heard somebody saying, it's my greatest desire to live by the Quran. It is my greatest desire to implement the Quran in my life. I mean, have you heard this? I have not heard this, right? I've heard memorize Quran many, many times. I want to learn to recite Quran beautifully, beautiful tajweed, beautiful qirat of Quran. I want to do that. I want to memorize the Quran. How about living by the Quran? How about living? Did the Quran come to be memorized or did it come to be lived by? Now, again, sadly, the way we say this, it seems as if we are discounting the importance. No, that's not the intention. My point is, if I ask you a simple question, what is the maqsad? What is the purpose of the revelation of the Quran? What is it? Is it to memorize it? Because there were many, many sahaba who were not hufaz of Quran. And I don't think they were particularly bothered about that. I mean, I don't know of these statements from the Sahaba to say, I wish I could memorize the Quran. But how many Sahaba do you know who deliberately violated what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed even with respect to halal and haram? Now, do you know any Sahabi who deliberately did something haram? People make mistakes. They made mistakes. I'm not talking. I'm saying deliberately. How many people do you know who deliberately did something which was haram? There were people who did something. There were people who committed sins, and then they came and volunteered themselves to be punished. And they came to me and said, "Ya Rasulullah, please punish me. Please prescribe the punishment because this is what I have done." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in two cases of that I know of, Sayyidina Umar, sent them back and he said, go, what Allah has hidden, don't reveal it, don't talk to people about it, don't tell me about it, go and make istighfar, tawbah, inshallah Allah will forgive you. I mean, this is what the Sahaba did, which is that even if they did something, their whole focus was, how do I live by the Quran? How do I implement the Quran al-Kareem in my life? My brothers and sisters, I'm saying this because this is one aspect of it, which is people think that only Iman and Aqidah and Ibadat are important. The other aspect is another big problem, which is that people think that if I don't pray, it doesn't matter. What my Aqidah is, it doesn't matter. I can say whatever I want. Whether I pray, I don't pray, I know anything. No, none of that matters. What matters is if I am a good person or not. So I will not lie, I will not cheat, I will be nice to people, I will be, Alhamdulillah, 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 may Allah bless you, may you be and may your tribe increase. But that is not sufficient. If you are not praying, if your aqidah is full of shirk, if your aqidah is kufr, if you are not doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed with respect to His worship, then believe me, you are in as much trouble as the other person. Islam is not one or the other. Islam is a combination of two things. It is Iman wal amilu salihat. Now you might say, why is it a combination? It is a combination because it is like saying, let me give you an example. Supposing I am the world's greatest salesman, right? And I'm not selling something and taking money directly from the customer. I am selling something on behalf of a manufacturer. Let's put it this way, that I am selling something on behalf of the manufacturer. Now, if I take something which is manufactured by a particular company, that company doesn't know that I'm just taking this thing and I'm just selling this thing, and then I come to the company and say, please pay me because I sold so many items so many things that you produce. What is the first thing the company is going to say? The company will say, you are not one of our salesmen. Right? We didn't recruit you. Who are you? I mean, yes, very nice. You sold all these things. But, you don't work for us. Now, Iman and Amal Salihat is like this. It's a combination of the two, because the Amal is worthwhile only if it is done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only then does that amal, only then does that deed have value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Iman is important because by our Iman, we are saying, Ya Allah, I work for you. Ya Allah, I am doing this for you. And what are you doing? This is the amal that I am doing. So, Iman is your employment certificate, if I may say that. That's not the correct istilah or correct example, but just to for us to understand. And the amal is the actual action. Now, if I have one or the other, I am employed by a company, but I don't work for them, right? I don't do their work, or I'm just working randomly and I'm not employed by anybody, and then that I go to somebody and say, well, pay me. But the first thing they're going to say is, we didn't employ you. I mean, who are you? We don't know who you are. My brothers and sisters, this is the example of Iman and Amal Salih. I remind myself and you, let us not get caught in this thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us and Allah told us very clearly what we are supposed to do, which is that we are supposed to do good deeds for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not supposed to just do these good deeds randomly and forget about Allah. And at the same time, we are not supposed to pretend to love Allah and to work for Him, whereas actually we are not showing that by our aqidah and our ibadat. We need both, and together is success. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Who? The ones who are not in khasara, the one who are not in loss. Who are they? Those who have Iman, who have faith, belief, and who do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say one or the other. He mentioned both of them together. I remind myself and you, let us work in a way where when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be caught out where we have one but not the other. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.